So T0 Commerce, T+0, is the natural extension from T+3, T+2. Now a lot of places are at T+1. And so what we want to do is look through the future of commerce. And specifically, we're focusing on settlement because there's a natural progression here. We want to settle faster. Nobody's settling slower. And so we want to see, why are we doing that? Are we improving the outcome? Is there something magical happening? And not really. So it's reducing working capital. It's like Tim Cook's Apple, right? So Steve Jobs was the visionary. He made all the products. And the reason why Tim Cook got promoted, if you don't like his visual aesthetic or you think he sucks at software or releasing anything, just look at the way that he's increased the profitability. And the way he did that is by reducing the supply chain capital requirements. So the way that Apple runs is very efficient. They know exactly how many MacBooks you want. They put them exactly where they need to be. And when you order them, they're manufactured and delivered in such a way that it doesn't sit ever. That's his magic prowess. So he got to be CEO off of that. Hopefully we can just automate that part with software and we can get back to somebody who's a visionary at Apple. Please, anytime now. But that's what's been going on in the finance world. So what we've done is we've come up with T+3. And what that means is that when you buy the stocks, when you buy equities on the New York Stock Exchange back in the day, back in the 80s, 90s, you would pay for it now, but the money would actually not clear until 3 days later. So you could buy it on Monday and you could pay on Thursday. That was standard. Now, perhaps you need to pay the serious players, you know, the hedge funds or the settlement between the brokerages. That's T+3. Now we're down to T+1. So what has that done so far? Well, it's cleared up money and whatever. Apple spends less money on MacBooks that aren't selling yet. And, money managers are spending less cash on things that haven't, cleared yet. That's great. But T+0 is totally different. T+0 means you pay now. If you're a broker, you're going to clear with another broker immediately. And zero, one day, how long's 3 days? 72 hours? How long's 2 days? How long's 1 day? 24 hours-ish? How many days is zero? How long is 0 days? Is that 0 days? Well, is that like 0 hours or like 12 hours? What does that mean? No, when we say T+0, we mean right now. We're talking same block. What does that mean? Like instantaneous settlement of money. That's never really been a thing. So like T3, T1, there's a gap between T1 and T0. So it's a totally different category of settlement of transactions. But that's where we're at already in blockchain. So the whole purpose of this meeting is to study the difference between these two different settlements. There's a natural progression of where we're going, and we want to prepare for people for what they're getting into. But we're also going to find market use cases. So we're going to say, okay, well, do you have an actual problem that was incapable of getting solved under T+1 or T+N? Look at a couple different things that exchange. So we're usually thinking of the word exchanges. What we're not talking about is China. So China's different. China, if one bank in China wants to clear with another bank right now, or if they want to stop funds between banks, they can do that. All China banks clear to the same place immediately, and the oversight is immediate. If you transfer A shares in China, and if the money's stuck between banks, there's not going to be a Lehman Brothers situation in China. The reason that Lehman Brothers had a problem was because of this, not directly because of T+3, but we weren't able to unwind fast enough. The floor fell out. We couldn't do margin calls fast enough. The money was in the air and we couldn't land it. China doesn't have that problem. They can land all, just like in 9/11 in the United States, when all the planes landed at the same time because of the immediate effort of air traffic control, China can do that with its money. China can land all of the money and all of the banks. Foreign exposure is minimum, but the U.S. can't do that. We've got petrodollars, we've got dollars in Europe, we've got dollars in Japan. Our markets are closed. You can't even write a check in the U.S. without it landing. You don't even know when the money's going to land. It's a disaster. So totally different market. Let's look at some of them. All right. So one of them is the stock exchange. So we've gotten to T plus one. So the lowest of the T plus N's, that's the stock exchange. Tokyo Stock Exchange, they are pretty advanced. They've been there. They got there before the US. Treasury bonds have been T plus one for a long time. Spot currencies. So this is the immediate trading. This is not futures currencies. This is the immediate exchange of money. Now, this is one of the slowest things to trade. Can you guess why? Why would spot currencies be the slowest thing? Why is that the hardest to get the T plus one? It's because there's two different regulatory systems. There's always two different nations involved if you're doing a spot currency. So that would be European versus US. So not only did whatever the messiest thing in the US is, and plus the messiest thing in Europe connected, that's how you've got to clear it. And then mercantile exchange. There's a lot of different things that trade there. We've got physical commodities, and then we've also got futures on some financial assets. And so that one is 24/5. So they're closed on the weekends, or during the daytime, they're pretty hot. You put a lot of money into the exchange, and then it kind of marks to market right away. It's not like getting a liquidation call on Compound Finance, but it's pretty close. Aside from a disaster they had in the nickel market, they are able to unwind and land transactions quickly. This is best practice around the world. This is the traditional financial system. So this is how it works. And the slowest one forever, it's always going to be the spot currency market. You should give up. That will never go faster than a day or two. It's not possible, because to prevent money laundering, whichever the most money launderable country is in the world, that's as fast as you can clear transactions, right? Because money can get in and out of there. So you have to wait for it to properly do anti-money laundering through the weakest link, which is going to be whichever country that is. So what are the risks? I mean, this is brainstorming. I don't have all the answers here. What do you think some of the risks are of settling money too fast or too slow? This is anything. This is for settling for a domain. This is settling for a house title. This is settling for shares in Apple. This is trading currencies. This is trading nickel. When there's a nickel, you know, like silver, we ran out of physical delivery of silver. This is trading oil when oil was negative dollars for oil. Like in all these situations, right? So this is the universe of trading. What's the risk of holding money too long or too short of a time? What do you think? No wrong answers here. What happens if you settle a domain name too fast? What happens if you take somebody's money and you try to put it through ICANN and then it doesn't clear? How does that work? You know, what if the GoDaddy thinks the domain's available for sale? You type in your credit card number, you hit buy, and then it's not there. Well, I know how this works. I've done this before, and the transaction doesn't go through. Your money's locked up, and then they could always unwind that transaction. They could just not deliver, and then they release your funds, and it never captures in the first place. If you don't read your credit card statement very carefully, you might not even notice this is going on. It's like when you go to the gas station. If you have phone alerts on your phone, it'll say $75. Well, I'm not buying $75 worth of gas, but they're charging you up front until they know how much gas you want, because they want to make sure you have $75 in your account if you buy that much gas. So gas, the settlement for purchasing gas with a credit card is not T plus zero. It's T plus however many seconds it takes to pump your gas. That's what T plus zero-ish looks like.